Okay, somebody asked me a question about 2 weeks ago. A person told me that there's a woman in his office who he's been working very closely with as part of the same group for a number of years, and she has taken ill. This woman, I assume, is probably a couple of decades older than this fellow, not like a kind of inappropriate kind. She's taken ill, and it's someone that he's worked very closely with for a number of years. She is not a Jewish woman, and he wants to daven that she should have a refuah shleima because he wants her to have a refuah shleima. So he looked in Rifa'enu, and he was going to add in her name in Rifa'enu, and then he noticed that in Rifa'enu it says Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. Well, wait a second. She's not Chole Yisrael. Can you say a? Can you daven for her that she should have a refuah shleima Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael? So, as you might have guessed, there are actually two parts to that question. First part of the question is, can you daven for a non-Jew? Meaning, is that even something that you're allowed to do? Second part of the question is, if you're going to daven for a non-Jew, how exactly do you fit that in? How exactly do you do it? Do you even use their regular name, bas their mother's name, bas their father's name? How exactly does one do it? So, as far as davening for a non-Jew, the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Chavavim Aleph tells us that Ovdei Kochavim Lo Malin Velo Maridin, and that Shulchan Aruch paskens this in Yerideas and Kufn and Ches, Ovdei Avodah Zarah Asur LaHatzila Mimnasim LeMaves, that if Ovdei Avodah Zarah is about to die, you're not allowed to try to save them. And you're not allowed to provide refuah even if they pay. If not for the fact that if we would refuse to provide refuah for Ovdei Chachavim, there would be pogroms tomorrow, and that would be the end of the Jewish community in America forever. Right? So if not for that, then you would not be allowed to be merape Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That's one issue, that perhaps if you're not allowed to provide a refuah, so to daven for refuah might be similarly prohibited. Then there's a second issue called Lo Sechanim. Lo Sechanim, the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah tells us, actually means three different things, but one of those three things that it means is that you're not allowed to give divrei chen to an Ovid Chavim. You're not allowed to say nice things about them. You're not allowed to give compliments, and presumably a tefillah for their recovery would be included in Lo Sechanim as well. It's even better than a compliment. It's wishing well for them, and there are sources that indicate that one is not allowed to give a bracha, which you have to remember, a bracha is a tefillah, that something good should happen for somebody. One is not allowed to give a bracha to an akum. The Magen Avraham, for example, in some Kuf Pei Tes Sivkat Aleph, writes that when you do a zimun, and there's a goy babayis, yesh lomar harachman hu yivarech osanu b'nei bris kulanu yachad, that you should dafka say in the harachman that you're only saying a bracha for b'nei bris kulanu yachad. Why? Vatam l'fisha asu l'varich goy d'chsev lo sechanim, because you're not allowed to give a bracha to a goy because of lo sechanim. The Matamosh in Siman Kuf Tzadites has something similar when it comes to birchas kohanim. Magen Avraham actually refers to it when it comes to birchas kohanim, that if there are any goyim around, then you have to be a little bit more beferish about who you are being mevarich in reality. The Taz in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph Sivkat and Gimel says that you should say v'akedas Yitzchak Lizaru shel Yaakov Tizkar, not Lizaru Tizkar, because you don't want to include Zaru shel Esav in the zechus of akedas Yitzchak. So all of these sources seem to indicate that there's some sort of problem of davening for giving a bracha to at least an akum. The question is, does it mean dafka and avodah zarah, or does it mean any guy? So the Kesef Mishnah Hilchos Avodah Zarah Perek Yud writes that it's only of the Avodah Zarah that are included in these types of Yisurim, but those who are not of the Avodah Zarah are not included in the Yisur. However, a Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, the Beis Sha'arim, points out that the same author of the Kesef Mishnah wrote the Shulchan Aruch, and in Shulchan Aruch he doesn't really seem to make any distinction between of the Avodah Zarah and non of the Avodah Zarah. The Sefer Rov Dagan writes that if you know who the person is, and you know that he's Mechasidei Umas HaOlam, and he's Shomer Shev Mitzvos Bnei Noach, then it's Pashut Ma'od that you're allowed to daven for him. So even if we're going to make this distinction between Ovdei Avodah Zarah and non-Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we then have to define who is an Ovid Avodah Zarah. For example, Muslims, Ovid Avodah Zarah or non Ovid Avodah Zarah. So Muslims, the Sefer Dina D'Chayi points out that the Rambam was a doctor for Yishma'elim in Egypt because Muslims are not Ovid Avodah Zarah, and the Issa of being Merape is only for people who are Ovid Avodah Zarah. Muslims are monotheists and they're not Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Smag writes that the Rambam was a doctor for Muslims in Egypt because of Eva, but you don't need Eva. Eva. Yet you have the fact that they're not Ovdei Avodah Zarah if you assume that this Isser doesn't apply to people who are not Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Christians, it's a little bit more iffy. Tosfos Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Samach Gimel says that Bnei Noach are not Muzhar in Shituf, or at least seems to say that to believe in some sort of partnership arrangement, or let's say, for example, Trinity arrangement, might not be an Isser for Bnei Noach, and that's in fact quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Mem Vav. Now the Behuda Tinyani Yardeya Sim Kuf Mem Ches says that that quote is a mistake. Tosfos is talking about a non-Jew who takes a Shavua Lavod Zara with Sheet of Shem Shemaim, but never about actually saying Eliyata. If you say Eliyata to a Trinity, to a Sheet of, certainly that's Avod Zara, even for a guy, says the Nod Behuda. But the Pesachei Tshuva points out in Yardeya Sim Kuf Mem Zayin Siv Katan Beis that the Ramah meant what he said, because it's explicit in the Dark Emotion, Yardeya Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, also authored by the Ramah. So we reject the Nadav Yehuda, and we assume, says the Pesachei Tshuva, that Christians are not in violation themselves of Avodah Zarah. And based on that, Rav Avadya Yosef writes in Yechav Adas, in the very last Tshuva, in all of Yechav Adas. Yechav Adas was the Sefer where Rav Avadya did from the radio show, where people would call in, and they'd ask their shailas, and he would give their answers. That's why the responses in Yechav Adas are much more manageable than the responses in, let's say, Yabia Omer, where he'll go for pages and pages just quoting names of Svarim you never heard of. But in Yechav Adas, you know, he just organizes the sugya and quickly presents, you know, the basic summary of the sugya. So in the very last shuv, in Yechav Adas, he says that you're allowed to daven for a Christian person to have a refuah, even if there's no Eva, because the person is not in violation of Avodah Zarah. To be clear, if a Jew were to believe, God forbid, were to believe in Christianity, God forbid in the most literal sense possible, were to believe in Christianity, that would be Avodah Zarah for a Jew. But for a non-Jew, he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah. They quote B'Shem Rav Yashiv, that Rav Yashiv held that it's usher to pray for Christians because they are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Okay, machlokas of contemporary poskim, and it's a machlokas that goes back many, many years. So are there any heterim to daven for, let's say, your Christian colleague? So Rav Avadya Yosef writes that, first of all, it doesn't say anywhere that you're not allowed to daven for them, really. It says that you're not allowed to be merape them. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And that's doing a maisa biyadayim. But maybe davening is okay, because when you're davening, you're leaving it in Hashem's hands. You know, when you're being merape, you're trying to actually do a hishtadlus. When you're davening, you're saying, God, do as you see fit, but, you know, this I'm putting in my vote, you know, and you'll take everything under consideration. And that's suggested by the Tshuvas Beis Sharim Yardeyas and Reish Chav Tes as well. The Taz in Siman Kuf Nuches says that you're even allowed to save a life al yedei grama. So that's why in the Tshuvas Shari Tzion, Chelet Beis Simulam Vav, anyone know Tshuvas Shari Tzion? A very contemporary sefer, written by the Rav of the Kotel and Mekomos HaKadoshim, Rav Rabinovich. Whenever you see a politician visit Israel and you see a picture of a bunch of important politicians and one rabbi, he's the one rabbi, right? That's Rav Rabinovich. If you have spent any time learning in the Old City, you've probably seen him around. So he has a tshuva sefer about all the shailas that come up at the Kotel. So one of the shailas that come up is people come to pray for Christians, or will send in a request to pray for some foreign dignitary or something like that. So he says that it's clear that tefillah is okay because ein lecham grama gedola mizeh, that being giving a refuah al yidei grama is mutter, and you can't imagine a bigger grama than tefillah. A third heter of Avadya writes is certainly if the guy asks you to daven, then you're allowed to daven for him, because by virtue of the fact that he's asking you, nira sheyesh lo emunah b'Hashem yisbarach shaliyif lo mimenu kol davar, he's expressing his own emunah b'Hashem, if he thinks the God that you're praying to and the way that you pray is going to be helpful. So that is an expression of emunah b'Hashem, and therefore he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah at that moment that he's asking for it. Rav Yitzchak Atiya in Rov Dagan, quoted by Rav Avadya Yosef, writes that just as Bruria instructed Rabbi Meir in Brachos Daf Yud, you know the story where there were these thugs in Rabbi Meir's neighborhood, so he started, and they bothered him all the time, so he started davening that they should all die. So his wife Bruria said, no, the Pasuk does not say Yitamu Chotim, it says Yitamu Chatoim Urishaim Odeinam. You don't daven that they should die, that's not nice. You daven that they should do tshuva, and then there won't be any more rishayim. So he says, maybe that should be the tefillah. The tefillah is that this lovely Christian lady that I've worked with for the last 20 years should have a full tshuva and see the light and become a Noahide and in good health for many, many years in the future. The Darkei Shalom writes that just like we are mefarnes in maniyei akum im aniyei Yisrael mipnei Darkei Shalom, we give tzedakah to them. We can also daven mipnei darkei shalom, and maybe just like by tzedakah, that's a chiyuv. It's not just something that like bekoshi is allowed. It's a chiyuv to create that sense of darkei shalom. Maybe you could say the same thing is true by tefillah as well. Although that's tough because they're never going to know whether you prayed for them or not. They'll know whether you're giving them money or not. So it's hard to argue that that's actually darkei shalom. A fifth possible tzad lahakel in the tshuvas chayim biyad simon lamed gimel Rav Chaim Palagi writes that if you have a relationship or a partnership with the person and they do you favors, you're allowed to daven for them. And that would certainly fit the approach we've discussed many times that Mariv Rabbi Rav Shechter has toward mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru in general. That all mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru are based on the notion of reciprocity. Whatever you'd expect someone to do for you, you should do back for them. So most mitzvos ben adam l'chaveru don't apply to a non-Jew because we wouldn't expect them to go out of their way to do those things for us. But whatever is basic to functioning of society, that human decency, like not stealing from other people, of course we have to do to non-Jews as well. So if you have a particular relationship with the person and you know that they would do it for you, that they would want to do whatever they can to make you feel better, so then l'chora, you should do it for them as well. There are also several examples in history of people that we know, very great people, who davened in one way or another for a non-Jew. They say that when President Eisenhower had a heart attack, Rav Aaron Cutler made a mishaberach in Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood. When President Reagan was shot, Rav Victor Miller made a mishaberach in his shul. Now, you could argue neither of those is a raya. Why is neither of those a raya? They're presidents. Presidents might be different because there's a custom to daven for the welfare of the melech since we require shalom malchus, regardless of what you think of the president, right? There's a custom to daven for the welfare of the melech. That's a mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rav Meir Twersky, Shlita, said that his father used to daven for a very nice Gentile mechanic who lived in Boston, and his father was a big Talmud Chacham, the son-in-law of Rav Soloveitchik, and a Hasidic Rebbe and a professor in Harvard. So, you know, he checked every box on the resume, I guess. Rav Shechter said that one of the goyim in Tannersville, where he goes for the summer, donated a lot of money to the shul al tanai that they daven for him. So they used to make him a sheberach because it wasn't a chinam, it wasn't a matnas chinam. The guy paid for it. He said the guy ended up dying, but still, you know, they kept their end of the bargain. Now, are there any rayas that it's mutter? So there are actually several rayas that it's mutter to daven for a guy from Tanakh. Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech. Mordechai saved Achashverosh from Bigson Maseresh, who planned to kill him. Because it wasn't actively saving, but it was arranging for his Hatzalah, and that apparently is mutter. Elisha cures Naaman Mitzarato, and according to Gemara Sanhedrin Sadivavim Beis, he became a Gertoshev as a result. We bring the Pariachag on Sukkis. Why Keneged? The Shivim Umos, the 70 nations, the Umos HaOlam. So, Pashtus is, if there's a relationship there, and the person is like a decent human being, so Pashtus is, you're allowed to daven for them to have a Rufu Shleima. Okay, good. So now you're going to daven for them, but you're looking, how do I daven? It says, B'sot Shalachal Yisrael. Do I use the name of their father, their mother? So, part of it is trying to figure out why it is that when we daven for Cholim, we always use the mother's name. So what's the pshat in that? We always say the mother's name by Jews following the lead of David HaMelech, right? Because David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ani Avdecha Ben Amasecha, right? Why not Ben Avdecha? Right, Yishai was a pretty good guy, right? Why Ben Amasecha? So if we follow the lead of David HaMelech, and we always, when we daven for someone, we say Ben the mother. So there are several reasons that are offered in Mechap and Nafkamina when davening for a guy. So one possible reason is that the mother determines our Jewishness. Right, father doesn't determine our Jewishness, he determines our Shevet, but not our Jewishness. So it could be, if that's the reason, then when it comes to Umos HaOlam, Mishpachas, when it comes to Yisrael, Mishpachas, same Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Av is not Kriya Mishpacha. When it comes to Umos HaOlam, Mishpachas Av is Kriya Mishpacha, Mishpachas Aim is not Kriya Mishpacha. And I'm sorry, when it comes to Yisrael also, Mishpachas Av is Kriya Mishpacha, but our Jewishness is determined by Mishpachas Ha'em. When it comes to the Musolam, there is no Jewishness. Everything is determined by Mishpachas Av. We're the only Goy. It's a misnomer to refer to the Jewish people as, to non-Jews as Goyim. No, Goy Echad Ba'aretz. There's one Goy. But all the other nations are called Mishpachos Ha'adama. And the Mishpacha is determined by the father. So it would make sense that you would follow the father. If you look in Eretz HaTzvi, Simin Yud Zayin, Rav Shachter, we've discussed recently, has a long discussion about that particular prat. Ben Ish Chai suggests a little differently. He says one reason to use the mother's name is that since women are pater from Talmud Torah, and the greatest strike against us in terms of our zechuyos is the avera of Bittul Torah. Because every moment, that's a free moment, we're chayiv in Talmud Torah. So we don't want to call to mind the father, who's much more likely to have many averos of Bittul Torah. We'd rather call to mind the mother, who doesn't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, and therefore doesn't have the avera of Bittul Torah. Okay, so when it comes to a non-Jew, where neither mom nor dad is obligated in Talmud Torah, then the Chari should use the father's name. I'm told that Chabad, when they daven for a non-Jew, they use the father's name, not the mother's name. Ben Ish Chai also says that another reason we use the mother's name is because there's certainty as far as the identification of the mother. But the identification of the father is not as certain. The mother was pregnant with the child. The father was not. So if that's the case, then Kal V'Chomer, by non-Jews, we should use the mother's name and not the father's name, because we would assume that, as unfortunately common as Arayos might be amongst the Jewish people, we would imagine it's even worse amongst non-Jews. Rav Zevin in Sipuri Chasidus says that when Count Dravsky went to the grave of Rav Menachem Mendel Miriminov of Parshas Haman fame, he wrote a Pidyo Nefesh, and he signed it Mechislav Dravsky, son of Victoria. Okay, fine. So he used his mother's name. But I don't know if we paskin like what the guy decided to do. So what about Pesok Shar Chol Yisrael? So obviously you're not going to say Pesok Shar Chol Yisrael when you're davening for a guy, because they're not Pesok, the Jewish people. You know, once the Vada Rabbanim of Connecticut wanted to daven for the governor of Connecticut, and Rav Salvechik suggested a different nusach. He suggested V'yispalel Avram Elokim V'yirapeh Elokim Esav Melech V'esishlo V'amosav V'yoladav Hu Yivarech V'yirapeh Esachole Ba'avoy, you know, Ploni Ben Ploni, or Ploni V'shem HaMishpacha, Ba'avor Shenachnu Mispalim Ba'avoro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimali Rachim Olav Lachlima L'Raposa Lachzir L'Achiyosav Yishach L'Meir Refuah Shleima Refuah Nefesh Refuah Seguf V'Nomer Amen. Right, just leave out Pesach Shalach Yisrael. You can adjust the nusach very easily. If you don't know the parent's name, so like we said, Rav Salvechik said, just use the last name. I thought Bas Chava should make sense, because Chava is the aim Kol Chai. In Orchus Rabbeinu, the stipend, Chelek Aleph, page Samach Dalet, quotes that Chaznish said that if you don't know the mother's name, you could just say a family name even when davening for a Jew. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know who you're talking about. But ultimately, it's important to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who we're talking about, and when we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu determines whether to listen to our tefillos. We're not in control of the results of our tefillos, but we ultimately do our best in terms of being mispalel for cholim. Thank you.